בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד חורף תשע"ט 2019 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון א' מודיול A. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי הקריאות שהוקלטו על גבי התקליטור.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. My name is Ben Roberts. Welcome to our program, Life in the City. On today's program, I am talking to Ida Keeling. Ida is 100 years old, and she still runs every day. She even participates in races. Hello, Ida.
Hello, Ben.
When did you start running, Ida?
I started running when I was 67.
Why did you start running at that age?
Well, you know, Ben, I didn't want to be like many older people. They just sit around doing nothing. That's not for me. I prefer to be active. So I started running. For example, next week I plan to run in a 100-meter race. I hope to make a new record for women over 100 years old.
That's amazing. Tell me, Ida, did you participate in sports competitions when you were younger?
Not really. When I was a child, I liked to ride bikes. But I was always a fast runner. What makes me faster now is that everyone else became slower.
Can you tell us about your life when you were younger?
Sure. It was not easy. I always had to work very hard. After my husband died, I raised our four children by myself. I worked in a factory for many years until I became sick.
How did you get well again?
My daughter helped me. She is a sports teacher, and she began to teach me how to run. In my first race, I ran with my daughter. Of course, she finished long before me. I thought that the race was never going to end. But when I finally reached the finish line, I felt wonderful. This helped me become healthy again.
And what happened after that?
I began to travel around the world to different competitions. I am often the only participant in my age group. It's exciting, but sometimes it feels a little crazy.
And are you still healthy?
I have some problems. I don't walk a lot because my back often hurts. But when I run, I don't feel any pain. I eat a healthy diet and do exercises for an hour each day. I live alone, so I cook, clean, and shop for myself. This keeps me strong.
You are certainly a very special person, Ida. May you live to 120, or maybe that's not long enough for you. Thank you for coming to our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית.
השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. My name is Ben Roberts. Welcome to our program, Life in the City. On today's program, I am talking to Ida Keeling. Ida is 100 years old, and she still runs every day. She even participates in races. Hello, Ida.
Hello, Ben.
When did you start running, Ida?
I started running when I was 67.
Why did you start running at that age?
Well, you know, Ben, I didn't want to be like many older people. They just sit around doing nothing. That's not for me. I prefer to be active. So I started running. For example, next week I plan to run in a 100-meter race. I hope to make a new record for women over 100 years old.
That's amazing. Tell me, Ida, did you participate in sports competitions when you were younger?
Not really. When I was a child, I liked to ride bikes. But I was always a fast runner. What makes me faster now is that everyone else became slower.
Can you tell us about your life when you were younger?
Sure. It was not easy. I always had to work very hard. After my husband died, I raised our 4 children by myself. I worked in a factory for many years until I became sick.
How did you get well again?
My daughter helped me. She is a sports teacher, and she began to teach me how to run. In my first race, I ran with my daughter. Of course, she finished long before me. I thought that the race was never going to end, but when I finally reached the finish line, I felt wonderful. This helped me become healthy again.
And what happened after that?
I began to travel around the world to different competitions. I am often the only participant in my age group. It's exciting, but sometimes it feels a little crazy.
And are you still healthy?
I have some problems. I don't walk a lot because my back often hurts. But when I run, I don't feel any pain. I eat a healthy diet and do exercises for an hour each day. I live alone, so I cook, clean, and shop for myself. This keeps me strong.
You are certainly a very special person, Ida. May you live to 120, or maybe that's not long enough for you. Thank you for coming to our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.